Thank you for joining us again on another episode of the Inspire Health Podcast. And we are continuing now with our newest series on living freely. Now, that title might have slightly changed from where we were before, but the idea is, how do we live freely in this world from a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual perspective? And today's guests, I think, are the epitome of what we're talking about here. So we have Laura Jane from the Family Cote, who has been with us before, and we'll put a link to that episode, but we did an episode specifically on private member associations.
Really great episode, really well-rounded.
Well received. A lot of great feedback from that episode. We had a round table discussion, just breaking down this concept of what it is to be a private member association and help to inform all of you guys a little bit more around this as we go on this journey too. And so then we followed up and did a course with Laura Jane around this. And I'm going to let her introduce herself in just a moment. But she's back with us again for this roundtable discussion. And we've managed to get Karen from the Family Klassen to join us as well. And Karen is the co-founder of Life Force Canada, which is a platform that offers inspiration and training to those who are ready to step into their true sovereign power and live life on their own terms. Karen is also the author of the book that we are going to be discussing today as well. And Karen's book is called Living in the Freedom Frequency, Raise Your Vibration and Live Above the Line. And so we thought this would be a perfect discussion to have in light of this new series that we're doing. And like when Tay and I get an insight around what the next series is, it's usually because it's just seems really important for what's collectively going on. And so our one prior to this was on creating new earth. And now we're going to be talking about living in the freedom frequency, living freely. So guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
It's an honor.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you both here. So Karen, I'm going to pass it over to you and maybe just give us a little bit of your own background and then we'll, before we jump in, and then we'll pass it over to Laura Jane and then we'll get into the in-depth of the conversation here.
Maybe even a short description, if you don't mind, of what led you to the path that you're currently on as well.
Absolutely. Well, I've been a breakthrough coach for about 20 years. I have a seminar company, Imagine Seminars, and my purpose and passion has been to really empower people to what I call live above the line in freedom, prosperity, and love. And then when 2020 occurred, I knew exactly what was happening, that it was the Agenda 2030. And I needed to pivot. Yes, I still had to embody the teachings that I've been so passionate about, but I needed to really connect to the freedom movement because I could see so many people who were awake and aware, but were feeling disconnected and lost. So that's when I created Life Force Canada with Sandra Quinn, one of my girlfriends at the time. And I just wanted to create a space and commit. Actually, it was my higher self was saying, Karen, you're going to be committing every Monday for the rest of your life until people in Canada are free. I'm like, really? Okay. So I started a Zoom call and it was incredible. We just kept attracting amazing men and women from all over. And it's really just been a process of allowing people to find out the truth of who they are. And in holding space for everyone, we've just been attracting so many incredible men and women, such as Laura Jane and Karen Hanna, who are really a pivotal part of Life Force Canada. Now, Laura Jane's been with us for almost over 2 years, I do believe it is. And so, yeah, so we just been holding space on the Monday national calls. We also have a private member group on the Tuesdays. We also offer training courses now, as you know, the PMA course that Laura Jane teaches. We have our Sovereign Living 2-day live course. People wanted to actually come together, not just be on Zoom all the time, and to create a 2-day course where people can come together and hug each other and connect. So we have that on March 9th and 10th, and we offer that. No, we have been offering it twice a year, and it's just really growing, and we're just really honored to be a part of the freedom movement, to be on the right side of history.
Exactly. And Laura Jane, I pass it over to you too. You can do a brief summary on you and your background and your sort of experience into this area of sovereignty.
Right. Thank you. I was attracted to Life Force Canada because I became very aware that things were not right, particularly when this the pandemics showed up, because I knew from my nursing background that what they were saying was absolute rubbish, that it was not anything that would be here. And prior to that, though, I had found Life Force Canada, which was beautiful because it was bringing together like-minded men and women who knew that there was something amiss, and this was an educational place to grow and to experience your authentic true self, and to really start to express your own freedom, and not only to express it, but how to express it and what types of action to take. And I got so inspired that that's how I dove down the rabbit hole of private member associations and came up with creating the course that we are teaching. And Karen, I love how she just inspires. And so from that, I've now dove into the sovereign living and help facilitate that course as well in terms of building the tools of freedom and helping bring that forward. So that was lovely because it brought together my comprehension from working in the senior levels of a government, and it brought in my entrepreneurship as a private owner of a tea room bakery and having to do that with the hospitality industry, as well as my background in nursing. So it's been really excellent. And LifeForce Canada has expanded my own growth exponentially. And it's because of Karen. Her leadership is phenomenal. And she has the ability to inspire you to be the best that you can be, to really go inward and honor your inward journey and live from that higher self every day, not just when the mood takes you or when things are easy, but how do you go into that inner self and bring it forward when times are tough, when you're faced with challenges? And it is that inner strength that gets us through and truly allows us to be sovereign. So I do honor Karen. She has taught me so much. It's been phenomenal.
You know, even when you're talking about that turbulence, when that comes up, that's really the test of the times. And we were just having a conversation the other day with Dr. Jacob Lieberman, and he was talking about, you know, it's when you're washing clothes, it's not the soap and everything that cleans them. It's the turbulence. It's the rough, the bashing around of everything that actually does the cleaning. And that's what I think we're kind of all going through in a lot of ways. There's these challenges are in a lot of ways the purification that's taking place in so many aspects of our own lives. And Karen, you said, you know, in what you mentioned around learning about the truth of who we actually are, and that seems so fundamental right now. And I know even on our journey with this, when we came across the PMAs and just that whole world, we got literally bombarded with it. So when things kind of keep popping into your field of vision over and over in a very short period of time, it was like,
it's looking for us.
Yeah, there was something really important about it, and it was time. You know, we'd come across bits of it, but this was really, it felt like things that had evolved in a certain way and then started to make sense for us. So then we kind of just jumped right in to learn more about it and to start to actually put it into practice. And then right now, our PMA is set up at the moment, and which took a while to get done. It's a lot of big learning curve on just figuring out how to navigate this world in a different way that genuinely allows you to protect people's privacy and also practice in a way that you or be able to interact with people in a way that you know is in the highest good. And so when you mentioned the truth of who they are, why don't we get back to that? Because in your book called Living in the Freedom Frequency, I was thinking it'd be really good to reverse engineer this. And it's like, if we're not living in the freedom frequency for the vast majority of people, what are we actually living in? And do we even know that we're living in that?
Great question. I would love to have your listeners step into an exercise. It only takes about 5 minutes. It's a written exercise, but it will really allow them to see on paper the truth of the matrix. Is that okay if I have permission to just take your listeners through this really amazing exercise? It's really powerful. Thank you. It's based on the freedom frequency chart. So all they need is a piece of paper and a pen, and then they just draw a horizontal line in the center of the paper. And then they're going to draw a line, a vertical line, about an inch from the left side of the margin. So they have about an inch space, empty space. And then they're going to draw another line on the right-hand side of the paper. And that's going to be another inch from the edge of the paper. So you've got about, it's like a big H. Okay, so in the main box below the line, I want your listeners to write out all of the negative emotions or negative qualities that they've been experiencing today, the last month, the last 4 years. Okay, so these would be negative emotions, qualities, etc., such as anger, right? Betrayal. And then just they can even pause to make sure that they write down all of these words, because these words are actually spells that have been placed upon the people. There's worry, there's jealousy, there's hate, anxiety, shame, dis-ease, loneliness, suicide, depression. There's a feeling of helplessness and manipulation, uncertainty is another one as well. A lot of shame, unworthiness. There can be lack, frustration. I think I said betrayal. And then there's a lot of exhaustion here as well. Okay, and if there's words that I haven't shared, please write those words down. Okay, now above the line, you want to write out all the words that you want more of in your life, such as joy, happiness, connection. What words would you both or all want to experience? More ease and grace. Patience. Strength. More respect. Prosperity. Health. Abundance. Gratitude, more laughter. We need more laughter in this world, more joy, right? And that sense of oneness. And then you can continue writing the words that really mean something to you that you want more of, right? We always want more truth in this world. Okay, so now below the line in the left margin, what I want you to write out is the labels that describe that area below the line. And we can refer to that as fear-based consciousness. You're going to write that in the left margin. So fear-based consciousness. We can also write out the word dark. A darkness, ego. And this is also referred to hell. I'll get to that in a moment. Or the persona as well. And then above the line in the left margin, you're going to write love-based consciousness. And this is where the words that you shared above the line symbolize light. They're connected to your higher self, connected to the God of your understanding. It can be the creator, universe, heaven. So now this next layer is what really shocks a lot of people. Okay. So now below the line in the right column, we are now going to look at what creates this fear-based consciousness? What creates the programming for everyone to be living below the line? And it is the systems that we've been indoctrinated into. So in that right-hand column, you're going to be writing the legal system, the political system, media, the education system, healthcare, corporations like business, etc., corps, and then of course the birth certificate slave system. So these systems here are all what create what is known as the matrix. So everything below the line is actually the third dimensional matrix we've heard so much about. And we've heard a lot of people in their freedom movement saying, hey, I want to exit the matrix. This is what we want to exit, because all of these negative or perceived negative emotions and qualities are being created through these systems. Now, we do have beautiful, kind, good people in these systems, 100%. What most people don't realize is that at the top of every system, it's a pyramidal system, is a satanic force. It's a black magic force. And the people within the systems have no idea who's at the top of their pyramid. They just think they're doing really great work. They have no idea that it's a satanic trauma-based rituals that are being perpetuated onto the people. So what happens is, for example, you're watching media. So everything below the line is a death cult. It's all related to a death cult. So everything below the line, if we look at media and people are watching movies, for example, they're watching the television shows, and those television shows are programs, they're programming entertainment to enter the mind. And now everyone that's watching these programs are feeling all the words that they wrote down below the line, and they don't realize that those are the words on a subconscious level that are being introduced into their frequency. And then what happens is here comes the healthcare system to say, hey, are you experiencing anxiety? Are you experiencing depression? Well, we have the cure for you. Here's the drug, and et cetera, right? And then these drugs, of course, have side effects. Well, if you have this side effect, we have this drug for you. And so then it goes into the legal system. Oh, are you experiencing, anger and betrayal from your spouse or loved ones? Do you want a divorce? Okay, come to us. We have lawyers that you can pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. Or do you have criminals in your community? Well, we can just create a prison system now. And this is how they make the money. And it's all based on perpetuating this low frequency, emotional frequency onto the people. And the people believe that these energies are theirs, but they're not. We're actually meant to be living above the line, because all those words above the line, that's who we truly are. So in the column on the right-hand side, on the above the line, that's where we would write living man, living woman. We would write sovereignty here. We would write the authentic self, and we would write natural law. So when we're living above the line, this is the true reality. So what I've shown you in this chart is the polarity. And the polarity is everything below the line is the illusion created. And unfortunately, we've been indoctrinated to believe that this third dimensional reality is real. And so it's always going to be perpetuated through this emotional energy.
The Inspire Health Podcast will be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles, and viruses. Try NasalGuard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
That's great. That I think simplifies and illustrates what we're trying to, what we will be diving into further within this conversation. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to bring a bit of attention to the importance of language, because you kind of alluded to it as you were going along, but even, you know, you spoke of entertainment to enter the mind. And this is just one example of the many ways in which language has within it embedded these undertones and subliminal messages that we haven't really even looked at or have been conscious of or aware of perhaps in the past. But even television, and I was wondering if either of you could speak to that a little bit and maybe even draw a few examples that you know of, just so that our audience will become even more aware in the language that we all use on a daily basis, and that we kind of actually draw upon in creating a life around the language that has been given to us.
Absolutely. At LifeForce Canada, we now no longer say good morning because we're not here to mourn. So what we now say is good rising. Right? When we wake up in the morning, they have us going off in the weekdays. And the week is W-E-E-K, but in a subconscious mind, it can be W-E-A-K. Taking our life force energy from a job that we don't like, if we haven't connected to our true passion, right? And it's like earn. We've let go of the word earning. It's the urn, right? Urn is for the ashes of the dead. And then the weekend, we haven't discovered a word for the weekend yet, but again, it's the weekend of the deal. And this is where we're now cultivating energies again to go back into the job just over broke, which a lot of people do. And they are perpetuating this loosh energy that is not for them. It actually, the satanic realm, the invisible aspects of this reality are just feeding off of our energy constantly. And so in our Sovereign Living workshop, Laura Jane and I, we go into words because it's so critical, as you mentioned it. And one of the key pieces that we keep reminding everyone is that the word person and citizen and resident keeps us locked into the human slavery system below the line. And so we want to really connect to the man, the woman of who we truly are. But letting go of those three words, citizen, resident, and person, really shifts consciousness on all levels.
And I think this is important. I mean, we've spoken even outside of recorded interviews with some really well in the know, respectable persons that are well known, I'll say, about the fact that curses and black magic, like all of this is real. And so I think one useful way to actually know it firsthand is tune into something. So we could be having this conversation, but when you say good morning and you kind of dive into the background of the word morning, that association, what does it hold for you? Like if you just sat with it and felt it in your own body, what does it feel like for you? And you could do this as you become more conscious and aware of your thinking, your speech, your action. But I think it's important to find out what's true for you as well. And I want to start to dive into this more as well, because I feel like when we're speaking of sovereignty and living freely, how does this connect with, how does actually sovereignty and natural law specifically connect to living freely in this world? Like, how are those things related at all in our reality?
Laura Jane, did you want to?
Well, for me, sovereignty means that we are living in our true essence as a woman or a man. And when we are doing that, we are living in accord with nature. Nature has a very simple law: do no harm and act with respect and, you know, don't trespass. So when we actually are living sovereign, we are living authentically and we are living in accordance with nature. Thus, we are living in natural law. So that's how I've connected those. Anything you want to add to that, Karen?
That's brilliant. Excuse me. I wanted to share too that getting back to good morning, that's a beautiful exercise. I love that. So we now say good rising. And as we are stepping into and the embodiment of natural law, it's knowing that natural law has different principles. And if we had been taught natural law principles in school, we would not be experiencing, for example, the transgender movement right now, because gender in itself is an aspect of natural law. And if we knew this on so many different levels, they wouldn't even be allowed to have this being perpetuated on the people right now. And one of the reasons why also too that they're creating the transgender movement is because they know the power of the living man and living woman. And so as people begin to disassociate from their true nature and their connection to source, right, then it allows for the occult powers to create that inverted reality.
I find all of it so fascinating. I know when I started looking at some of the courses we've done the Sovereign's Way course with Greg Paul and sort of looking through some of that information, and I found, you know, even around that, the concept concept of man and woman, and like just how these things get kind of like washed away a little bit or mixed together, and we don't realize the power that those things actually hold. And I like the way that it was explained. And again, kind of coming back to what Taya had said, it's like, I know when I just started hearing some of it, it felt really exciting in my body. It felt real. It felt truthful around some of the essence of what was being spoken about. And even like when you're mentioning around with the gender piece of it, it's like, and none of this is around an individual. None of this is around judgment or bias around anything with individuals. I think everybody's got their own experience they're going through, but there is certain law that's set up in a certain way and that upholds your rights. And if you don't have that, you won't actually have those rights to be able to uphold in that same way. When they broke it down, and it was, for me, it was like this, the most powerful thing next to creation is man and woman. And then everything that we tie to ourselves after that is sort of making us less and less and less and less, and actually putting us under other types of control, and that we willingly do. And the biggest one for me was when you start to look at all of the different titles that we hold to our name. So whether that's, and it's anything, you know, even like when I'd gone through with as a naturopathic doctor, you know, you go 8 years and more trying to earn a title in that sort of system. And then you kind of realize that you've actually just kind of connected yourself now into a bit of a box on what you're able to do when you've tied yourself to that.
Through a regulatory body that governs you.
And if you choose, and it's, again, it's personal choice. So everybody kind of decides what works for them. For some people, they might prefer that. That might be where they want to do. Other people decide that's not what they want. So none of this is around what you need to do, but it's more information so that you can start to get a feel for different things. And then if it grabs you, look into it more, because there's probably a lot more that we're not aware of. But the titles was such a big one on any of the titles. And when we talk about wording and the language we use, as soon as we take on a title, we do put ourselves into a certain system that we're allowing then that to be controlled. And so this was such a massive learning curve for me, was going through all of these ways that I have myself put myself kind of in bondage or being trapped into certain systems. And then it's actually untethering from a lot of that stuff.
Yes. And I think that's the journey for so many people right now, is moving out of that public jurisdiction, out of the government control. And what, you know, Laura Jane's probably shared with the both of you in her past in regards to the PMA course, is that we're here to cross the bridge over into the private domain. And when we're in that public jurisdiction, that's the what you're talking about, Jason, is all of the titles that are connected to the birth certificate. And that's the what people have now identified themselves as. And basically, they're just roles that we're playing. But when we've identified ourselves as these roles, it causes a lot of suffering mentally and emotionally and spiritually. So now what we're doing is learning how to unravel ourselves from all of that and not have it be wrong, right, good, or bad. It's just the journey of, okay, I now am letting go of my straw man who was working against me. And now I'm moving, you know, out of the birth certificate system. We're reclaiming our status, because as you mentioned, the man and woman is above all corporations, because we know that corporations are false, you know, systems. It's a false identity, and we've been made into a corporation through our straw man. And so because we have this false identity attached to us, I do believe that's the root cause of a lot of the trauma that we're experiencing in the invisible realms. And people have no idea that these systems have kind of captured them. They have captured their souls, you know, in an invisible prison. And so we're now just, you know, waking up to this. I remember when I was 13 years old, it was almost like the devil came to me at the time and said, I want to take care of you. I want to make you strong. And I said, yes, because I had no idea what voice that I was listening to. But in saying yes to that, oh my gosh, I was now on this 10-year journey of drugs and alcohol and the hatred for humanity. I became a young girl who was very disconnected from the Creator, very disconnected from life. And it wasn't until I was 28, I had a spiritual awakening. Thank you. And so I was able to reconnect to my soul and reconnect to the true reality. And I was shown that all there is love and everything else is the illusion. So the diagram that I share with you, once we begin to let go of the titles, let go of everything that is not who we are, let go of the roles and all the many hats that we wear, and we truly connect to our authentic self, to our higher self, then everything below the line begins to dissolve. It just dissolves and the true reality of heaven on earth begins to appear. So it's very exciting where we're going.
I wanted to ask you, there's a few things there that I wanted to unpack for the audience who's listening in, maybe for the first time on this topic. Can you backtrack a little bit and speak of either of you and speak of the birth certificate and the straw man and how it relates to living in the synthetic within this matrix?
Absolutely. So the moment that we're born, our mother and our father are not very aware that when they register their child, they're registering their child into a birth certificate slave system. And that registration paper is actually on bond paper. And it means that every child that is born in this realm is being sold and traded on the stock market for millions of dollars. And again, that is where unknowingly we can feel exhausted every single day, but that's why, is because our energy that we give out into the world through the jobs that we have, through our time, through the time and the essence that we give to this realm, it's being taken from us. So in that moment of when our parents sign a birth certificate, then that birth certificate is sent to the Vatican, and now we are their property. We become their property. And the parents have 7 years to reclaim the estate. But because we're not taught that this bond has been created, the security has been created, then we're presumed lost at sea. And so everyone is lost at sea. Until we come back and claim our status, to claim our state. And that's what Laura Jane and I are teaching now. However, what I find is that in people waking up to the true essence of the birth certificate and how we have been, put into bondage, is like, it is up to us now. There's no saviors out there. It is up to us to rise up from the dead and walk across the water back onto land. Because when we're at sea, it is called admiralty law and it's commerce. So every time that we are in a court system, it is all banking, it's all commerce. So we want to come back onto land. The law of the land is where our power is. Laura Jane, you might want to add to that because she's an expert in all this too.
Well, I was just thinking, one of the things that we have to realize is that the reason that they captured through the birth certificate process is because they have no capacity to create. And I mean, those that are the wannabe rulers and the wannabe demigods that control us, these controllers have no creative capacity. That only is within you as a living man or woman. And so that's why we were put into this, and which is why they fight to keep us there. When they created the all caps name, the straw man, they did it in such a way so that it resembled the names we were given by our parents, by our mother and our father. And they've done it in that way so that they fooled us. And we didn't know that we were made a ward of the court. Our parents didn't know that, not a ward of the court, a ward of the state. We didn't know that. And so what we're basically doing in this journey of reclaiming our status is, we call it waking up, but it's also moving into maturity and adulthood. You know, in the PMA, how we go through the child mindset versus the adult mindset. Well, we're learning how to adult ourselves, you know, and how to stand in that power and take responsibility and govern ourselves. And that means taking control of our straw man or woman. And that's, we're doing that in various ways. And when we talk about reclaiming status, that's exactly what we're doing. We're saying, we know who we are, and now we're going to tell you who we are, and we're going to tell you who we are so you can get out of our lives. You know, we will manage our own lives. Thank you very much. I have every capacity to do that. And now I have the tools to do that, on how to extricate myself from the matrix and how to be an adult in a natural world. And that's what we're doing. You know, it's very exciting. We just did a course called Copyright Your Name. And the copyright, we're copywriting our corporation, our all caps name. And that means I've just taken control of my straw man, and I've taken that control away from the government by doing that. And when they infringe on my copyright, I can now bill them.
The Inspire Health Podcast will be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active, super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I remember, Laura Jane, when you had come to visit us on the island and you did the course for the participants who came over. Afterward, one of them turned to me and she said, "What is this world that we're existing in?" Like, because it is so, it's like, it really is the matrix. I know they put out a movie and it's kind of, that language has been normalized, but I think that when people stumble and then get curious and start diving into what all this exactly means. When we look around us and we see all the systems falling apart, when we look around us and we no longer actually want to participate and be a part of the regulatory bodies and any government that controls and coerces us to do something that we intuitively and innately know not to be right for us. All of this is happening. And then we start to dive into all of this and we just start to, we start to recognize on a much deeper level what we've been participating in and what no longer holds true for us on so many different levels.
Well, and it also opens up, for me, it starts to open up other possibilities that you just never even mm-hmm. thought existed, which then actually gets you more excited. And not just for me, but I mean, we've got little kids. So it's like, for me, I'm always thinking, mm-hmm. where's the world if we don't do anything moving? And what's that world going to be like for my kids, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 years down the road? Like if I'm not setting up something that I think is going to create more freedom, more flexibility to live your life in a way, then I feel like it's just going to naturally, if nothing happens, just keep moving in a certain direction. So for me, it's like when I hear that, I get excited about a way of being in the world that's very different, you know, or maybe how I fantasized it before, you know, in maybe when I think about what things might have even been like in the past, which I don't think, but I think where we're going is something completely different. But the concept, when we get to talk about it, it's exciting to think that you can actually be in the world in that way without always feeling like you're kind of having to check in with something or look over your shoulder or make sure. Like if people even stop to think about how much of their time when they go through their life is constantly, are you doing things, but having to kind of check in to see if you're okay with doing that, if you're allowed. I mean, I'll give you an example recently when, I mean, we've talked about this before. We were just on with Jacqueline, with Oracle Girl, talking about this concept, this experience. But over the holidays, early on, I think in December, Taya's father passed away, and we all lived together in two separate areas within the house. And so we were all here during that whole experience. And we were here when he passed, and we knew it was going to come pretty soon. And the first thing that came up with that with
and this is during my mom's heavy grieving, and I mean they were together for almost 50 years, and she kind of looks at me and says, do they have to pick him up right away? Do they? Like it was asking permission to have my father just rest so that we can completely grieve together as a family while having him here. But there's that constant, yes, checking in to see if we're allowed to do this.
Or yeah, in which that. Which kind of gets in the way of our natural organic knowing, or what do we really want to do? It's almost like before that even got a chance to surface and be explored, right away was the, are we allowed to? Do we need to call this right away? And if we did, they would have taken, and then we wouldn't have been able to have had the experience we had with the process that we were able to do. And also what we found at that point, and this would be different, I think, as we learn our actual rights and our sovereignty and our birthrights, then we step into a different way of dealing with things. But at that point, they actually had a form that gave permission to actually allow him to die at home. But if you didn't have that form and you weren't aware of all of this other stuff, that would have been very different.
Incredible. Yes, we're moving out of the permission-based reality.
Yeah. Because that's the part that really gets me is you think about just how much permission you're always asking all the time for stuff.
I want to share one thing with you about the folks that are doing PMAs, and one of the overriding comments I get all the time is how much more energy and creativity they have as they dive into the PMA, because they don't have those restrictions. They don't have that, who do I need to check with in order to do this? They just move forward and do it. And it's that sense of liberation that frees up your energy and your creativity to live your passion. And that is what we're supposed to feel and what we were truly meant to feel. Not that, oh my, I need permission to do this, you know, can I drink this? Can I do that? Can I go here? I mean, look at how we're taught in school. You have to raise your hand to go to the bathroom, a normal, regular function, and you can't just go. You have to seek someone's permission to control your own body. You know, so yeah. And that's the one thing that I do find is that with the liberation comes the energy to reinvest in yourself, which helps you on your journey. But more than that, it opens the door to your creativity. And that's when there's joy and passion and sharing. And
this is really important, Laura Jane. I'm so glad this is coming up because it might help to even clarify, you know, some of Karen, your points earlier when you were speaking of our energy being captured, because we've been kind of downgraded to be just this physical body, like in our school systems, in much of our societies, and the way that we think and perceive ourselves is just this physical material body. And so the emotional and the spiritual have been pretty much negated. It's not really paid much attention to. And I wanted to bring this question to you. How does the spiritual practice or our spiritual being and knowing come into this whole process of living in freedom and living in sovereignty? How is it that most of the people whom we've known and we've spoken to have a very strong spiritual and moral compass?
Thank you. Great question, Tia. Now, as much as we're talking about sovereignty in the physical realm of reclaiming our status from the birth certificate system, we also need to really look at sovereignty from a spiritual point of view. And that's what's been lost in humanity. I've created a powerful process. It's called the Divine Mind Conversation. And I've been offering this for many, many years. And to me, it's one of the most powerful tools. And I didn't realize that when I created the process and the Living in the Freedom Frequency that it was going to be for this time. An amazing thing is that we are on a spiritual journey, and it is a spiritual war in regards to they want to keep the soul trapped and for people to not wake up to their true identity. And as you know, it was in 2012 is when the Great Awakening began to happen. So for many thousands of years, we've had these different resets. I think we're in the seventh or sixth reset right now. And it always happens when consciousness is coming up to a certain level, and consciousness in the awareness of the civilization, and they're going to pop. They're going to wake up to go, oh my gosh, we've been in a prison planet. This is not who I am. We wake up from the dream, and we don't need anyone outside of ourselves to dictate who we are. So they know, the custodians of this realm, the Anunnaki, etc., they know that humanity was about to wake up. And once they wake up, they will not be able to control anyone anymore. And so what I do is I teach our members in Life Force Canada how to go within their own mind to activate their own spirituality, to activate their sovereign living aspect within themselves so that they can stand in a physical reality fully and completely in front of a police officer or a judge. We teach everyone to never, ever go to court. But if you're ever forced to go to court, you want to know how to stand in your sovereignty. What does it mean? What does it look like?
This comes to the end of our time for this episode. Please go to inspirehealthpodcast.com and listen to the remainder of this important episode. Thank you so much.